With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The governor's Drought and Water Supply Advisory Committee almost canceled its monthly meeting Thursday because there isn't really a drought issue in Montana right now. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports committee members say that moisture conditions look good for most of the state and fire activity is expected to remain moderate.
Some counties in northwest Montana are slightly to moderately dry, but most of the state is a little wetter and cooler than average. In the August to October outlook, the eastern part of the state is expected to have moisture levels slightly higher than average, while areas west of the divide will be drier. John Monzi of the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation's Fire and Aviation Bureau says all of the rain and cooler temperatures this summer have led to a moderate fire season. Right now, there are only two uncontained fires in the Northern Rockies region.
For August at this time, middle August, that's unusual. And so far, if you look at all the fires in the state of Montana, we've had 865 fires to date, but we've only burned 18,360 acres.
He says the amount of lightning this year has been higher than normal and will probably continue until the end of August before tapering off in September. Even with the above average precipitation, Monzi says fuel loads are starting to dry out, which makes them easier to ignite.
What we're anticipating is continued fire activity through August and September, but it's probably going to be an average year unless we lock into a severely hot regime with a lot of wind.
The committee will meet as planned again next month unless conditions remain the same. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
I'm Eric Whitney. The team called in to manage the Bees Cove fire northeast of Missoula is handing its duties off to the local Lolo National Forest. Fire spokesperson Cass Cairns.
So we're winding down. They've done a great job out there.
Lightning sparked the 430-acre Bees Cove fire back in late July. Cairns says firefighters expect it to complete construction of all fuel breaks and indirect fire lines by today.
They're chipping woody material that's alongside the trails and roads that they have been working on and clearing, so they're getting rid of that material. And they're also looking at assessing what kind of rehab needs are going to be needed, such as water bars to mitigate for erosion problems.
Cairns also credits last weekend's intense thunderstorms with helping to take some of the bite out of the Bees Cove. She says one storm dropped over an inch and a half of rain on the fire, with half of that falling in less than half an hour. That doesn't mean the entire fire is out cold. It's not. Larger fuels are still burning, and smoke will persist until a major season-ending change in the weather. Officials say the Bees Cove fire is considered 50% complete. Completion includes several factors such as containment around the fire's perimeter and completion of indirect fire line. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.